talk.
Okay. So, hi, Violet. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Maya?
I'm pretty good. So, I'm going to ask you some questions about COVID-19. Okay. So, the first question, Violet, how has COVID-19 changed you?
I think it's changed me mentally and physically because I've definitely been like doing more activities, like workouts and all that stuff. But I've been becoming more grateful for my home, my family, and my friends, all that.
Yeah, okay. What is one thing you miss? You miss doing, you miss?
I miss walking Daisy with you, like, and going to Walgreens and all that stuff, like, hanging out. Like, I remember the last day before quarantine, me and you hung out. Like, it was Friday, and we were wearing matching clothes. We were running around. We went to the Nighthawk for some reason. Went to Walgreens. We stocked up on candy, all the things. Yeah, but I remember that. That was awesome.
Okay. When this is all over, what are you going to do? Why?
Go to your house and hug you. Because I love you, baby.
I love you too. In 10 years, when you look back on this, what are you going to think about all these hard times?
I'm going to feel like, oh, I remember that time. It was like a pause in my life where I had time to think over everything I've done, what I want to do now, what I want to change, all those things.
Yeah. What is one thing you like about online school and what is one thing you hate?
I like that I can, like, finish up my schoolwork before lunch.
Yeah.
But I hate I can't see my friends and interact during it. Like, I'm very good in school. Like, I get straight A's. But I feel like my grade is going to go down when I start middle school because of this.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just there's not as much. Because you're not in school, you're not learning it the best way possible. So, yeah, I agree. Okay, have you ever thought to yourself that, like, is, like, if something like this would happen, like, what were your thoughts and responses when it did happen?
I was just, like, I just started bawling for hours.
I know.
And then I called you. I was, like, so sad because this is our last year with each other, basically, because we're going to different middle schools, everybody, and I was just very emotional.
And it's hard to think about that, like, we might not get to do our first year of middle school.
Well, I doubt that will happen, hopefully.
Yeah, but it's still bad to think about, and, like, we're going to miss all the fun things.
Yeah, definitely.
They've done. Okay.
Definitely.
In your opinion, what is different from when this first online school thing started versus now?
I feel like it was more structured when it started because now we're like switching to DOE, Zoom, all these things. Like it was just Zoom every morning. Here's some schoolwork, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Now it's like switch to this every day. And I'm just like,
I know. And I feel like at the beginning, I was, in my opinion, I was like, this might be fun. It's different. And I would try to.
Yeah. I agree too.
And I was like, is there more work? Like, I don't have enough work. But I feel like now I'm just like, ugh, there's more work.
Yeah.
Okay. If you knew this was happening, like, when we were still back in school, what would you have done differently?
I feel like, so I was in a fight with me and you. We were in a fight, not with each other, but with our, like, so-called friends. And I thought that, well, they're not really our friends that much anymore, but our old-ish friends. And we were just, like, in arguing because I was, like, punch and all that stuff. And I wish I could just go back and apologize. Maybe we wouldn't have been best friends again, but we would have just been, like, kinder to each other.
It still would have made us feel good to
apologize.
Right. Okay.
And it seems so stupid now that I
look. I know.
Back.
It's like something bigger is happening. What is something you think people should do in quarantine and shouldn't do?
I think people should laugh and have fun in quarantine, but they should respect, they shouldn't not respect the rules. Yeah. Like, if you go to a friend's house, like, stop by wearing a mask, don't say the 6 feet ratio, like, a little bit less. It's fine. It's just the people, like, we respected the rules. Like, you stopped by my stoop the other week, and we did, like, socially distanced TikToks. We were both wearing masks. We were, like, 6 feet. And it was just like, and then but some people are hanging out, like, just saying hi and just making out, like, not listening.
Right. No rules. That's all true.
So that's why it's going on so long.
Okay. So if COVID-19 happened, like it had to happen, and you can choose any year that it could happen, what year would you choose COVID-19 to happen and why?
2009, because I was just born, right. and I was a baby, right. So I couldn't think that much.
Right. Okay. And like, if you could picture yourself, when you pictured yourself in school, when you pictured yourself right now, how would you picture yourself? What would you be doing?
Well, it's like around 1, so we'd be eating lunch. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, and do you have anything else you want to bring up?
I feel like this is really a hard situation for everybody, but I feel like we're going to stay strong and hopefully, probably, we'll be back in school next year.
Yeah, hopefully too.
And my computer's also about to die in like 1 second.
Love you. Thank you. Bye.
This was an amazing interview. You're such a good interviewer. I'll FaceTime you later. Bye.
Bye.
The recording stopped. That was good.